AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A year ago tomorrow, hundreds of supporters of now former President Donald Trump attacked the Capitol. Here's sound of the riot from police cam video released last April. Since the attack that led to the deaths of five people and more than 100 police officers injured, Republicans have been downplaying the insurrection, which led to this from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi last September.
They made the assault on the building, that was one thing, but the fact is they also made an assault on the Constitution of the United States.
Attorney General Merrick Garland tells Justice Department staffers that while more than 700 people have been charged, more are being sought for their involvement in the effort to stop the certification of now President Biden's election, even if they weren't at the Capitol during the attack.
Those involved must be held accountable, and there is no higher priority for us at the Department of Justice.
12 people, including 8 children, are known dead in a duplex fire in Philadelphia, and authorities say the death toll could go higher since 26 people had been staying in the Brick Row House. A vigil was held for the families and victims this evening. Neighbor Lori Bronstein.
It's just incredibly heartbreaking what happens, and I don't know, I just feel like we failed as a society to not be able to provide safe housing for the people of our city, especially for the children.
Fire officials say the 4 smoke alarms in the building, which was public housing, did not appear to have been working. The death toll is the highest in a single fire in Philadelphia in at least 100 years. The cause of the blaze has not been determined. A rough day on Wall Street, the tech-heavy NASDAQ dropping 5%. The Dow fell just under 400 points. This is AP News. A government medical advisory panel recommends federal health officials approve coronavirus vaccine booster shots for younger teens.
Advisors to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control are agreeing with the FDA opinion that children ages 12 to 15 can safely get a booster shot to protect them against COVID-19. The approval comes as the U.S. battles the Omicron variant surge, and schools are struggling with how to restart classes amid the spike. The CDC's director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, is the one who makes the final decision. The advisors voted the Pfizer booster shot is safe for the younger teens and should be offered 5 months after their last vaccine was given. Last month, the CDC opened boosters as an option for 16 and 17-year-olds. Now the panel's making a stronger statement that they should get the extra dose. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Lawrence N. Brooks, the oldest World War II veteran in the U.S., died today at the age of 112. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.